Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of the SDCCU fan hotline, joining us right now, the excellent columnist from the San Diego Union-Tribune, Bryce Miller. In the wake of a really sad accident that took place at Del Mar today, Bryce, you know, you and I have been covering the races together, I think, for 3 or 4 years and just kind of been through this whole thing. But the stakes are higher than ever this summer for Del Mar. And to have an accident like what happened today, really, I mean, this is just fate stepping in. Tell everybody kind of what took place today and how Del Mar is going to try to deal with it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I thought about that today, you and I sitting next to each other, seated right by each other in the press box at Del Mar, and
yeah,
just how many days we sat there and talked about get through this day without a horse dying, get through this day without a bad injury, anybody getting hurt, get through no one involved at all. Those behind the sport, those involved in the sport, those covering the sport want to see anything like what happened today. But what happened today truly was an accident. Around 6:40 this morning, during morning workouts on the track, one of the horses, we'll never know the reason, unseated his rider, spun around and started running at high speed against horse traffic. Some of those horses were running at high speed themselves, trying to conduct workouts, and on the kind of you can imagine this in your head, or anybody's been to Del Mar, about the south end of the track, between the first and second turns, they collided. And Dr. Rick Arthur from the head-on, and Dr. Rick Arthur, who represents the California Horse Racing Board, said they sustained cervical fractures, which essentially is more commonly known as broken necks. But the thing that's just, it's a horrific situation, but even more chilling when you hear that some people as far away as the barns heard the collision. Somebody who was involved in the sport, who's had his back turned about 100 yards away, said it sounded like a car crash. Another jockey described it the same way. You know, animals that are over 1,000 pounds colliding at high speed without tapping the brakes, essentially. It's hard to imagine. It's so sad, and it's a difficult day here for most of the people involved, without a doubt.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely horrible.
Yep.
Bryce. Considering what's been going on around the sport of horse racing, do you think that it's in danger of going away?
I think it could, you know, not immediately, not right now, but I think, of course, it's in danger. I think it's under scrutiny it's never had before. I think it's answering questions it's never had to answer before. I think it's facing public sentiment, which is mounting in a way they've never faced before. Del Mar, just for some context, Del Mar had a bad meet. Chris, you'll remember this in 2016. Nothing compared to what happened at Santa Anita. Santa Anita lost 30 horses in training or races between Christmas and the end of their meet this year, which was an incredibly high number. Del Mar started instituting measures to increase safety at the track without anybody mandating any of the state telling them to. The governor wasn't involved. They just started spending money out of their own pocket, $1.5 million on the track for upgrades, eliminating a week of racing that costs them $1 million every year, roughly, they estimate, because they don't have that extra week, increased veterinarian presence, and on and on and on. Del Mar has been ahead of the safety curve, and because of that, last year they were the safest big track in America, number one on that list of the least incidents per horse per race in the country. And today was an accident. It was unrelated to all the things people talk about. You know, the racing surfaces had nothing to do with a horse right. turning around and running at high speed. Medication use had nothing to do with it. Riding crop debate had nothing to do with it. But Del Mar also understands, and the sport understands, all people are going to hear today is two horses died at a racetrack.
That's right. That's
and right. Period, end of sentence. And so they've been working hard to differentiate themselves from Santa Anita. They've been very transparent and proactive. They've handled it, in my opinion, infinitely better than Santa Anita. Santa Anita is a case study in a disastrous approach to dealing with safety and transparency and explaining the situation. Del Mar doesn't operate that way. But all that said, people hear dead horses at the beginning of this race meet. Through no fault of anyone's here today, it hurts for them. It's definitely a tough day for them.
Yeah, Bryce Miller is with us. Del Mar experienced that accident this morning around 6:30, 6:40 in the morning. And as you said, Bryce, I mean, for those that are at least – I'm glad we have you on just so at least some people are going to hear the fact that this honestly was just an accident that had nothing to do with the course of racing or the sport itself. I mean, just had a fact to do with a horse throwing its rider. And but again, most people aren't going to hear any of that stuff. So is Del Mar – it's just difficult to even pose a question for them, but I know Joe Harper was quoted as saying that, you know, they're doing everything they can, but he understands that the stakes are really, really high right now. I mean, other than hold their breath and put the safety things in that they've done, is there anything else that could be done here to curb this from happening?
I think Joe's approach, which I think is very smart, is the answer you need to give always. There's always something more that can be done, even if we haven't identified it yet. That shows kind of a stance that we're here to listen and work and improve and continue to approach safety as a high priority. Not everybody in the country is saying that related to horse racing. They added some things that the governor's office had suggested, these racing panels that look at horses after entries at Del Mar, and if they have past performances or haven't raced for 6 months or any red flags that might say something isn't right here, like, you know, maybe somebody's hiding an injury, you know, previous injury. They can scratch horses now. I mean, there's some of that process related to how horses get in races or don't get in races that is changing and evolving as we speak. Joe's approach, I know, talking to him, is we need to be open to every idea, every possibility. We need to be safer. They've cut races over the course of each week. So smaller fields cost them money, but you're less likely to have low quality horses filling out fields.
Right.
I mean, it's such a complex conversation, but I don't know if anybody's going to have the magic bullet on this thing in the long term, but if anybody does, Del Mar's the closest.
Wow. Well, on a brighter note, Bryce, what did opening day live up to all the years that preceded it?
You know, and I wrote that on the front page of the Union Tribune today, that the discussion about safety and horses was still a part of yesterday, but for most of the 31,000 or so who are here, they get onto the track, and it's about the hats and how people are dressed
right.
and having a cold beer and losing a few too many races and the things that opening day is always about. So as I kept asking fan after fan and person after person, the differentiator was the people were concerned about it on opening day were the people in the industry, the trainers, the right. jockeys, the owners, the people at Del Mar. The other people are like, it's opening day. This is a lot of fun. These are a lot of these people. This might be the only day they ever come to a racetrack in a year, but they don't want to miss the party at Del Mar. And I guess from that perspective, it was kind of business as usual. I mean, it looked like the other three or four opening days I've seen here. The weather cooperated. It was a really nice day. They got through without any accidents or injuries, unfortunately only for about 12 hours as it turned out, but
right.
But it's a beautiful place on opening day, but it's impossible to look at it right now in this space and time without understanding that there's a broader discussion about horse racing going on.
Yeah. Bryce, that was so well said, every single answer. I mean, so difficult to talk about this whole thing. Appreciate your joining us today. Give my best to everybody at Del Mar up there, and thanks for thanks for the insight. Good stuff, and let's just keep our fingers crossed. I don't know what else we can really do. And we should point out that both jockeys, the one that was thrown
right.
by the horse and the jockey
right.
was on the horse that collided, were, for all intents and purposes, okay. The first jockey did not require any medical attention, and the other jockey had some soreness. But that's something we should point out in an accident like this.
Yep.
But anyway,
absolutely.
Bryce, thanks for your time as always. Good talking to you, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
All right, thanks. Bryce Miller from Del Mar after the fatal injuries, a couple of horses today, and it had nothing to do with horse racing. Well, I guess you could say it did. I mean, they were in training.
They were there, right.
But they were there training, but this was a freak accident. And honestly, anybody who says anything differently, to me, is a little uninformed. But I think some people will be uninformed about this and start, you know. I mean, I get the questions because I used to cover Del Mar for the newspaper. So, Chris, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? And
as
Bryce said, there's no real great answer.
Right. And the answer, they may not know what that answer is yet. And like Bryce said, ultimately, people are going to hear two horses died.
Yeah.
They're not going to be thinking about what was going on, when it happened, or how it happened. They're just going to hear two horses died.
I agree. I know. All right. That was Bryce Miller on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU has a low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.